All righty. Read a few verses to you. Oh, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. So this is going to be a little bit like Baptist Bible drill. I'm going to read a number of scriptures. This is Paul defining the gospel early in his letter to the Romans. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, for it is the power of God for salvation. Now understand what he's saying here. This is the power of God to change a person's life, not just go to heaven one day. Salvation is the word sozo, the word wholeness, the power of God to make fallen people whole, broken people whole. It's the good news, for it is the power of God to make every person whole, those who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the righteousness of God, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. So he talks about the gospel, and then when he talks about the gospel, he said, it's the righteousness of God being revealed. This is from chapter 3, verse 21. But now, apart from the law, man's effort, man's performance, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. In chapter 5, he makes the statement. He says in verse 15, for the free gift is not like the transgressions. For if by the transgressions of the one many died, much more the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. In verse 16, he says, the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. But on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in righteousness. In verse 17, well, I'll just come back to verse 17 just a second. There's one more place in this chapter to talk about the free gift, but I got colored in it so much I can't find it. Verse 17 says this, for if by the transgressions of the one, the gift, if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus. The scripture says in the Old Testament that our righteousness is a filthy rag. But the gospel is that you being placed into Christ and his righteousness as your free gift. For if by the transgressions of the one, talking about Adam's sin, death, spiritual death reigned through the one, much more those who receive, in the language there, those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus. And so he says there that if you want to know how to reign in life, in this life, it's receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, for he, the Father, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so if you read through Paul's writings in particular, all throughout the New Testament, he over and over again talks about the fact that we're no longer depending on our righteousness, which is a filthy rag, but we now get to lean into and experience the very righteousness of God in Christ. Because you've been placed into Christ, the righteousness of God is your righteousness. Now, that identifies your nature as a Christian. 2 Peter chapter 1 says we become partakers of the divine nature. Doesn't mean that you're divine, but it means you're in union with him who is. And you're in union with his divine nature, his righteousness. Now, let's talk about righteousness. We've mentioned a lot lately that righteousness speaks of wholeness and innocence. One of the analogies I like to use that when the kids were growing up, if I got a toy that didn't work right, I did not have the ability to fix it. If I tried to fix it, it would work worse than it ever did before and never be able to be fixed again. And so there was something not whole, uninnocent about that toy. It's not working right. It's broken. But if I were to say this toy is normal, what I mean by everything's here that's supposed to be here, and it operates the way it's supposed to operate. So when we use the word innocence and wholeness to reference the word righteousness, when I say that righteousness speaks of wholeness and innocence, it speaks of the being of God, his nature, and his behavior. That God's nature is whole and full of innocence. His behavior always represents wholeness. In other words, righteousness is God's normal, his normal nature, his normal behavior. And that's why righteousness can be applied to almost anything. If you're in the store and something falls out of their cart, and out of love, you stop and pick that up and put it in their cart for them, that's an act of righteousness. If you pray for the sick and they get healed, that's an act of righteousness. If you get tempted to be offended with someone and you don't, that's righteousness. If you get tempted to be fearful or to feel condemned and you don't, that's righteousness, because that's normal. God's normal. It would be normal for God to stop and pick up the thing off the floor. It'd be normal for God to not get offended with someone. It'd be normal for God to not be afraid. It'd be normal for God to lay hands on someone and they get healed. That's righteousness. But it comes from a righteous being, his righteous nature, his normal, God's idea of normal. That's the amazing thing. God's solution for our brokenness and fallenness is to not try to patch us up. But he says, in Christ, we're new creations or new creatures. I mentioned this yesterday. The word new there is the Greek word for new, like you've never seen it before. It's a new kind of thing that's never existed before. That we have been made new creatures in Christ. And so God's solution to our brokenness, our unrighteousness, our broken nature, our guilty nature, and our broken behavior is to place us into Christ and to mingle us with him so that now I can live from his normal. I have his right standing with the Father. I'm innocent in his innocence. You say, yeah, but I still sin sometimes. And we own that sin because sin robs us from manifesting normal righteousness. It represents brokenness. But my place before him is innocence. Jesus paid for that one too. And you're now in him and you have his innocence. Therefore, the scripture can say there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If God can condemn you, he can condemn Jesus because you're now all mixed up in Jesus. He can't separate you from him. There's a scripture I wanted to read. Let's see if I can find it without taking too much time. In Galatians. Well, I'll read you two scriptures from Galatians. Let's see. Thank you, Lord. This is verse 21 of Galatians 3. Checking to make sure I'm not missing the scripture that I want to read to you. Is the law then contrary to the promise of God? May it never be. For if the law had been given, which was able to impart life, then righteousness would have indeed been based on the law. But the scripture has shut up all men under sin. All that the law does is crowd you to understand your sin. That the promise of God's righteousness by faith, a gift, the promise by faith in Christ Jesus might be given to those who believe. Now, he refers to righteousness. If the law could impart life, then righteousness. So righteousness is about the impartation of life, the very life of Jesus. This is a very normal scripture here that everybody knows. I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me. And I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness comes to the law, then Christ died needlessly. The whole Galatians 2:20, you're crucified with Christ. Christ is now living in you, is revealing the fact that you now have in you. You're in union with the righteousness of Jesus, the wholeness and the innocence of Jesus. And then one more I just thought of. This actually might be the best one of all. This is from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. For by his doing, God's doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us, didn't say gave us, But he became these things to us, wisdom and righteousness and so and so. Righteousness is a person. So if I were to ask most Christians, well, what is righteousness? They would say, well, if I'm righteous, that means that there's an innocence about me, there's purity, and then it means that I'm behaving right. No, righteousness is his innocence, and righteousness is his right behavior in every situation. That's what we've been grafted into. Not you trying to be innocent, not you trying to be good, and you trying to do good, but you have his goodness as your nature, and you have his goodness to perform through you, his righteousness. Again, righteousness is wholeness and innocence, the wholeness and innocence of Jesus, the normal nature, innocence, and normal behavior of Jesus in all situations. And so, again, often what I do, simple for me, is we don't do life by how-tos, but one of the ways that language relates to me, if I get tempted with something, I just stop and say, Jesus, I thank you that you're my righteousness. And that's by faith. And so righteousness manifests itself, the righteousness of Jesus. Or if I'm going to pray for somebody, it's not about whether I have the anointing. He has the anointing. And I'll pray for them and I thank him for his righteousness. Or if I see somebody and I don't really have time, but I know they need me to stop and talk to them, I thank him for his righteousness and I go and do it. See, that's the righteous. You're living by the righteousness of Christ, living from him, not for him. That's the gospel. The law is trying to live for him. Grace is him now living through you. For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned for the one, much more those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, the righteousness of God in Christ, shall reign in this life through the one Christ Jesus. You really don't have to get upset and wig out and make everybody around you miserable, because you're in union with the righteousness of Jesus, and that's not normal for God. That's the plumb line. That's the standard. That's the freedom. That's the liberty. That's the wonder of it all. That's the abundant life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.